The Perfect Hideaway by Elise Murray. Read by Jennifer Woodward for Saga Egmont. For everyone who has ever agreed to watch a black and white movie with me, even when you didn't want to. Chapter 1. Annie.
I can't believe I did it. I can't believe it's finally happened.
After almost a year and a half of planning the nuptials of her brother, Luke Martin, to her dear friend, Harper Anderson, the day had finally come. The restored wood cabin dance hall, high up in the Northern California hills, surrounding the wine and cheese town of Hillsboro, was the perfect place for a wedding reception. It was an oasis of warmth and love from the dark, cold, wooded mountains beyond its walls. The Anderson family, famous around the country now for their flowers, had filled the entire place with open, lovely blooms, which caught the light and filled the dance hall with color. The wooden beams of the ceiling captured every glinting glimmer of candlelight and flash bulb. The atmosphere, a simple and delicate blending of rustic and chic, seemed to envelop its guests, drawing them into the intimacy of the space, welcoming them onto its dance floor, and giving a perfect backdrop for the bride and groom as they took their first steps together as a married couple. Annie wished she could say that the wedding had been perfect. She wanted nothing more than to be dancing in the center of the floor, her mind blissfully clear of spreadsheets and mood boards and itemized lists that had been haunting her since she first found out about the engagement. Instead, she stood at the fringes of the night, watching from the sidelines as everyone else enjoyed the fruits of her meticulous planning, unable to get the little details out of her head. Things no one else would have noticed. Things she knew weren't important in the grand scheme of things. A loose thread in the hem of her best woman dress. A dangling petal on Harper's bouquet. The slight, awkward pause when Luke couldn't get the ring box open quickly enough during the ceremony. The champagne coming out a full minute behind schedule once the reception began in full swing. These little details loomed impossibly large in her mind, but she knew it wasn't the real reason she was struggling to relax into the party she had planned. The fresh glass of champagne in her hand grew warm as she waited there, turning over the day in her head, just as Rose, the eldest and most statuesque of the three Anderson sisters who had welcomed her into their lives since she and Luke arrived in Hillsboro 2 years ago, swanned up beside her, the edges of her soft purple gown brushing against the tops of her dyed-to-match shoes. Tonight, she'd traded out her usual cat-eye glasses for contacts, but even without her signature look, she was easy to spot in a crowd. Just behind her, Annie could see the youngest Anderson sister, May, fleetingly back in town for the wedding, with her boyfriend, Tom Riley. Annie caught his eye and gave him a happy wave. Her own engagement to Tom was the reason she and her brother originally moved to Hillsboro, and she and Tom had remained friendly ever since their amicable parting. They hadn't officially become family until today, when Harper and Luke had said, "I do." But Annie adored the Andersons as if she had known them her whole life.
"You don't look so good," Rose said, her words slurring slightly.
Poor thing was such a lightweight when it came to alcohol. Annie forced a laugh.
"Thank you, Rose, for your brutal honesty."
"What do you mean? You're wrinkling your brow? I was under the impression internet stars didn't wrinkle anything."
It was true. As a social media influencer and brand promoter, Annie spent hours of every day cultivating her social media image, editing out flyaways, smoothing any lines at the corners of her eyes or patches of cellulite on her slender frame, so she could land brand deals and promote the hottest nail polish or clothing brand of the minute. It was exhausting, and apparently...